I want to talk to you about how to look at the evidence rubric, and the best way to look at it is to pretend for a moment we've encountered the perfect student. And it's not that easy for teachers or students to be perfect, but in other words, for everything that I'm grading on, that person would get 100% on every row. And the practice essay, it's a little different than some of the other unit essays, because you're only answering about a single topic, a single part of the time period you're looking at. But you have to understand all the other parts, all the other time periods, just as much as you would at any time. But this rubric is very much like the Unit 1 rubric and Unit 2 rubric. But the issue is, we're talking about, did you catch on to what was unique about the section you were looking at? Now, I want to talk about these things in the order listed. So you've got a column called Concept, and that's on the left. And what it says is that reading for evidence is 60%. In other words, out of the 10 points for this essay, 6 of them have to do with did you read carefully. And reading for evidence is really key to learning history, because if it ain't true, nothing else matters. So the thing that's next important is writing with evidence, not with feelings or what you assume or what you think the world ought to be, but are you able to prove what you're saying? And that's 30%. And you notice that thing, and then those four characteristics, and we'll come back to the other two at the bottom in a minute. But what I've done is this is a pattern that's being used by some of the departments at the school, and a colleague was willing to implement the mechanics of Excel for me so it would work mechanically. But I wanted you guys to see what I, whenever I'm looking at certain characteristics, I'm going to say, well, that's an A paper, that's a B, that's a C. And I'm using the same kind of ways people talk about A, B, and C all the time. A's means that you've got 90% of the virtue, and a B's 80 plus, and a C's 70 plus, and a D is 60 plus. When you get really down to it, it's 59.4, and when you talk about it. And an F is something that can go everywhere down from 59.4 to 0, depending on what you did. So if you were perfect, and I vote for that, and you accurately read the parts and analyzed each one, and you evaluated so you understood the unique traits of the one you were answering, then indeed your 100-point scale would show 100 perfect, and you would get 6 points. The same would be if you taught your smart cousin, and there's a little link down the in this web page that talks about teaching the smart cousin and why that's an important image for how you should go about learning. But suppose you did do that and you understood the content and you gave clear examples and it was wonderful and you got 100%, then you get 3 out of those total 10 points. And if you follow the directions, you're going to get an additional 0.5, because it's only 5% of your grade. And this may sound shocking to you, mechanics is only 5% of the grade, which means if you write pretty but you don't tell the truth, you're not going to make any points here. Now, if I were teaching a different class, I might indeed ethically be putting a very different number there. But what I'm talking about in this class is my obligation is to do everything I can to help you learn the history. And that's how I've weighted the rubric. So notice that little column called the 100 grade scale and the point grade scale grade. And then let's take a look at that and do the next.